Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest happenings in the world of AMD graphics technology, AI, and machine learning. Today is April 17th, 2026, and we've got some exciting updates to discuss, particularly around AMD's RDNA architecture, some noteworthy developments in the GPU market, and a brief look at the competition. Quick headline overview. 1. Major RADVI ACO changes for AMD's GFX 11.7 in Mesa, courtesy of Valve's Rhys Perry. 2. NVIDIA's RTX 5070 spotted at an attractive MSRP price in a flash sale, raising eyebrows in the GPU market. Now let's take a deeper dive into each of these topics. Deep dive on RADVI ACO changes for AMD's GFX 11.7. Starting with the first piece of news, we have significant updates regarding AMD's GX 11.7 architecture, also known as RDNA4M. This development has been largely driven by Valve's contributions to the open-source Linux graphics driver community. Rhys Perry from Valve's Linux graphics team has successfully merged some crucial changes into the Mesa Git repository, particularly for the RADVI Vulkan driver and the ACO compiler. For those not familiar, ACO stands for a compiler optimizer, and it's a part of the RADVI driver stack that optimizes shader compilation for AMD GPUs. The recent changes extend the capabilities of the shader mixed float dot product float 8 ACK float 32 feature to include GFX 11.7, which means that developers can now leverage 8-bit floating point capabilities in their applications. This is particularly exciting for machine learning workloads that often benefit from reduced precision to enhance performance without significant loss in accuracy. Moreover, the merging of these changes indicates that AMD is not only focusing on their proprietary drivers, but is also investing in the open source ecosystem. This is a strategic move, as it allows for quicker iterations and broader community involvement, which can lead to faster bug fixes and optimizations. The implications of this are twofold. First, it enhances the performance of existing applications that rely on the RADV driver, making it a more appealing option for developers targeting Linux-based systems. Second, with AMD providing resources to Valve's team, we might see even more robust support for future gaming titles and applications optimized for RDNA4M. This also raises an interesting question. How will AMD market the RDNA4M architecture? Will it be positioned as a distinct tier in their product lineup, or will it serve as a stepping stone to more advanced architectures? It's something we'll be keeping an eye on as more details emerge. Transition to NVIDIA RTX 5070 flash sale. Now shifting gears, let's talk about the NVIDIA RTX 5070, which has recently been spotted at a rare MSRP price during a flash sale. For those who might not be aware, the RTX 5070 is a mid-range graphics card that has gained traction for its capability to deliver solid performance at 1080p and 1440p resolutions. With a price tag of just $549 during this sale, which is a significant drop from its list price of $889, it's a tempting option for gamers and PC builders alike. This model boasts 12GB of GDDR7 VRAM and a boost clock speed of 25,542 MHz, making it a formidable choice for those looking to build a capable gaming rig without breaking the bank. What's particularly noteworthy is the current GPU market climate. The RTX 5070's availability at MSRP is a rare occurrence in a market where inflated prices have become the norm. This could signal a shift in inventory levels or pricing strategies as NVIDIA navigates the competitive landscape against AMD's offerings. In terms of performance, the RTX 5070 is designed to handle modern titles at high settings, achieving around 60 FPS at 1440p. While it may not be the best option for 4K gaming, it does have some potential for that resolution with the help of NVIDIA's DLSS technology, which leverages AI to upscale lower resolution images in real time. This sale is a clear indication of how competitive the GPU landscape is right now, especially with AMD's recent advancements in their architectures. It's an exciting time for consumers as they have more choices than ever, but it also puts pressure on manufacturers to deliver value at every price point. Closing thought, as we look ahead, the developments surrounding AMD's RDNA 4M and the competitive pricing strategies from NVIDIA highlight the dynamic nature of the GPU market. With AMD pushing forward with open source contributions and NVIDIA responding with aggressive pricing, we can expect a thrilling race to deliver the best performance and value to consumers. Stay tuned as we continue to monitor these trends and bring you the latest insights from the world of GPUs. Thanks for joining us today on the AMD GPU Daily.